If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline by dialing 988 or visiting suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Holy shit.
The bath of the fucking enemy of the Brown family.
I guess so. Well, crack too. That's like the big thing. Yeah, well,
I mean, yeah, bathtubs are like, whoa, bro, don't go blaming me for this shit. Lots of people take baths every day without fucking drowning, okay? Another episode of the Old Guy Metalcast. I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by Sir Robert of Blades, Mr. Bobby fucking Blades.
With somebody who loves you?
That's right, dude. Now we kind of laid off on the Hall of Fame for a while. I can do whatever.
Yeah, I can fucking have lyrics that just are not metal or rock and roll. Would you consider that that's pop music, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I can do anything. I could fill a tub full of fucking scalding hot water and jump right in there.
You could do a food hack.
Dude, the crazy thing is, like, isn't it crazy how tubs took her and her daughter? Her daughter died in the tub, like, drowned in the tub.
Who's that?
Whitney Houston's daughter.
No way. Well, yeah, okay, I don't remember that, but I remember Whitney Houston.
Yeah, they both died in bathtubs, dude.
Holy shit.
The bathtubs, the fucking enemy of the Brown family.
I guess so. Well, crack too. That's like the big thing. Yeah, well,
I mean, yeah, bathtubs are like, whoa, bro, don't go blaming me for this shit. Lots of people take baths every day without fucking drowning, okay?
Yeah. Just to look at Naked and Laughing. I mean, she lives in the bathtub practically.
Bobby Brown probably doesn't even have a stand-up showers only, dude.
Get that tub out of my fucking face.
Bobby Brown doesn't even like a big sink.
Nothing. Well, you could drown in like 1 inch of water, though. So, I mean, he's pretty much fucked.
You got to be pretty fucking gacked out to not wake up when you go underwater.
Yeah, you do.
But that was how the daughter died, I think. I think Whitney Houston is more to it. I think she's filled a bathtub with like the hottest water possible and then just got in there. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
So she like burned herself in the hot water and that killed her?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't hear too much about that story. I just know that she died from, I thought it was from smoking too much crack.
It could be. I mean, I could be. I don't know. All I know is that they died in tubs.
Yeah. Just when you thought it was safe to take a bath.
I'm so fat, I wish I could take a bath. Like a real bath. Because, like, you look at these tubs, you know, these tubs are like, I could be tiny, and the tub that I have is like, you're not doing shit in that motherfucker.
You could take
like a Pee Wee's Big Adventure fucking Francis bathtub. Like a pool, really.
I was going to say, just a regular hot tub or something.
You mean a swimming pool, you fat fuck? Yeah.
No. It's like the fucking, you know, the hot tub that you could fit like 5 or 6 people in.
I want to be able to fit everything but my head in that. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
like, that's a bathtub.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm too tall for even the bathtub that I got because it's not like I can stretch out in there. I've got to bend my knees to get my...
You just sit in there vertical, like, cool.
Yeah. You just... If I wanted to submerge every part of my body, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm 6 feet fucking tall, but still, they got to make the tubs longer.
Yeah. This is, failure of tubbing in this country.
Yeah.
I was like, people redo, like, a lot of parts. You said people redo kitchens, right? And houses.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought, like, if I was going to redo a room, I'd want to redo the bathroom.
Yeah, I would like a big bathroom. I don't want those tiny little cubbyhole bathrooms.
Or in those, the big, like, dope shower with multiple heads and a bench in there so you can, like, bend the misses over it and shit.
How do you feel about the sliding glass doors?
I don't give a shit.
I don't know. I like those kind of things, man. I think they're pretty fucking cool. Yeah, but yeah, multiple shower heads. Yeah, definitely.
What are you going to do? Anyway, we had topics, actually, this week.
Yeah.
We
do have
this topics. Used to be originally conceived as a metal related podcast. Sometimes we still talk about it.
Yeah. Well, we're two metal heads talking about like shit that goes on. And like,
you mentioned that I didn't hear about it until this morning, but a new Deicide album came out. Do you have thoughts? If I remember next week, I will return with thoughts. I don't really remember liking a ton of their recent stuff, like for me, I throw on Once Upon the Cross and I'm a pretty happy camper, but
yeah. Well, this one actually, I think it would fit as the follow-up to Serpents of the Light, because you got Once Upon the Cross where the entire thing was strong. Serpents of the Light suffered in like the production area. It was a little bit thin, but it was still good.
My guitar is kind of like shit on that album.
Yeah. Glenn's voice is surprisingly, like, he hasn't changed. It's still strong. It's still in your face. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, this thing, I would say it would be like a follow-up to Serpents of the Light, like directly after that. Mm-hmm. There's nothing new with the guitars, but it's not that it sucks. It's just, there's only so much you can do without, you're not going to break any new ground. But it's good. I like it.
Yeah, I always liked Once Upon the Cross, my favorite one, and I think that one had the most pop sensibility, if that makes any sense. That one really had structure to it. I guess like a lot of the Deicide shit kind of did. Yeah. But like it seems like on Once Upon the Cross, it was really like, verse, chorus, bridge. I mean, very,
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Pretty good.
It was heavy with the
light, I remember Bible Basher and I was like, is that after that? That might have been on that album.
Yeah, that was on the two albums that they, they just put those two albums out to get out of their deal with Roadrunner Records. So they did them ultra quick.
I mean, I'm not going to accept that as an excuse, but.
No, I'm just saying that's, they were done within a month's time.
So I saw an interview with him yesterday, like I said, and then. One of the things he was complaining about labels and shit. I'm like, you're fucking Deicide. Like, you should probably listen to whatever Roadrunner had to say to you. They're like, if you're Roadrunner too, you're like, we got Sepultura and we've got, Slipknot or whatever. We got all these other fucking bands selling like a ton of albums.
Yeah, but even Slipknot wanted to get out. Like, they were talking about Roadrunner near the... like the mid to late 2000s, they were like, we got to get off this record label.
Because I think everybody wanted to get off that record label.
Yeah.
But then again, they had that Roadrunner United thing and like all those people showed up for it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You think if you had a beef, Glenn Benton showed up for that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Annihilated by the hands of God.
Dude, that shit is actually like a really cool idea. The doc that, for it, and the disc are both, they're really good. I like them. I think it's a cool idea to get these like superstar bands together and really embrace it, like one of those songs has the drummer Suffocation and shit.
Yeah. I liked how they put everything together where they had some of my favorite songs. All right. One of them was the King Diamond song, of course. The other one was the that had Glenn Benton. And then surprisingly, the other one was, I think they had I think Joey Jordison was all around that whole thing, though. But they had, at that time, Keith Caputo from Life of Agony, and he was doing vocals while I think Joey Jordison was doing the drums, and some, maybe the guy from Trivium was playing guitar. I can't remember.
Yeah, they had, of course, had like Dino. I think they made groups, and then like there was a head lead for the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had like teams, I think it was.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking cool. I was like, I don't know, as a musician, I always loved that kind of shit, like the idea of that. I saw, was Rob Scallon who did it on YouTube, where he just takes all these like,
oh, musicians
and then puts them together in a house and they form bands and shit. Like, I love the idea of that, man.
That was a good one, man, because they made some really cool teams in there.
That, or, you know, I always refer back to that VH1 show with Savage Animal. I don't know what the show was called, but they put like Ted Nugent, Scott Ian, Evan Seinfeld from Biohazard, Jason Bonham, and Sebastian Bach in a house. And it's kind of like Real World, the surreal life or the real world. But also they had to like write music and shit. And it was, you know, and do little things like one episode would be like, oh, we're taking band photos or this or that, you know. And I always thought that was a really cool idea, except for the fact that it's Sebastian Bach, and he's the goddamn worst, dude. Like, throughout that whole show, everybody just wants to fucking choke him to death. Because he's a fucking, you know, he's such a fucking clown.
He's got a new song out, by the way. I didn't listen to it, but I saw that on Spotify. I was like, new song by Sebastian Bach. I was like, oh, great. No.
Fuck that guy. He's insufferable, man. You might not like being like locked in a room with him or on a road trip with him. Man, you know, like, oh my God.
He talks like that?
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh, that's got to be so irritating.
But it's not even his voice. He's just an irritating fucking guy. He's just, he's like, they're trying to name the band. He's like, Savage Animal, man. It's like a savage animal, man. And everyone's like, no, dude, shut up. That's stupid. And he just keeps going on. I know they're like taking band photos, and he finds this like tiny women's jacket. You know, he's like, oh, I'm gonna wear this, dude. And they're like, that looks ridiculous, dude. Like, you know, but that's how he fucking is. He's just...
Some people just love the limelight and they want to ham it up while they're there, you know.
He's a child. I mean, really, he's just a child, you know. Like, when I saw him, I just saw like somebody who's like 13 in Arrested Development, you know. Like, he's a child. He was in a band that got signed and was making money when he was probably, I don't know, 18, whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
you know. And he's just that, like, forever he's stuck there. But anyway, I thought that show was a cool idea, and it can't cost much, and I don't know why they don't do it again. You know, I thought that was a pretty fun idea. I don't know who picked those people, like Jason Bonham, I guess. I mean, kind of lackluster, really.
Yeah, I remember the Surreal Life that you were talking about, where the one that had Vanilla Ice. What was it? Either the Arquette sister or the. Yeah,
there's ones with like fucking, that show was great too, man.
Yeah, that was, it had the guy who, Webster or Gary Coleman. Yeah, Gary Coleman, not Webster, sorry. Not Emmanuel Lewis, but Gary Coleman, it had him.
I remember there's one season they had Vern Troyer, and he's just piss fucking drunk.
Oh, I remember that one, yeah.
Riding around on his scooter and shit. Like, I think he took piss, like pissed in someone's room or something.
Yeah, he did.
Some people have that affliction. I never understood that, you know. You ever have like that friend who, like, when he gets drunk, he just pisses in somewhere random?
Yeah, I think it's just alcohol does that to your brain. Where you
never done it to me. I've never pissed in a hamper, or I've never pissed anywhere, but I shouldn't.
Yeah, you got a point, because when I was drunk, I took a piss only in toilets. I didn't, like, go anywhere else. So, I don't know. Maybe it just happens to some people. They're just like, yeah, I'm going to whip it out and then piss on this rug. You know? I don't know.
So, yeah, new DS side gets a good review from you. I'll be back next week with that. I didn't know I was out. I did see the new Gorgatron music video.
Wasn't that great?
Pretty great. Yeah, I don't spoil anything from it, but
No.
It has kind of like a Saw vibe to it, and it's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah.
They always deliver and on their videos. And
the end, oh man, the ending was just the chef's kiss.
Check that shit out for sure. check out the boys. They got a new album coming out. They're playing shows. They're going to be touring around. So check it out if you're into metal. Gorgatron may be coming to your city.
Yeah. Did they get stuck in a city? I saw something last night on Instagram where apparently there was a tornado and they were like holed up somewhere on the bus or some shit. I don't know. Not the bus. They got a van.
I have no idea.
It was weird. It said something about a tornado, and I was like, oh, fuck. I hope they're all right.
Vague News 1, reporter Bobby Blake.
Right? Yeah, because I half the time I don't know what's going on. I'm just...
A lot of the news that you things that you report to me are very half. Like,
yeah, the total half. You're like, half.
I saw this thing, but I didn't read it. but the headline was this. Like, oh, yeah. And then what? And then?
ADHD News brought to you by...
All right. You said there was news 6 feet under shit too, which
yeah.
His voice sounded completely terrible, I'm sure.
Still. I can't believe I listened to two songs from it. It's not just his vocals, but it's the lyrics. Like, he made a lyric video to the song Ascension, and it's absolutely just fucking ridiculous.
I'm sure it is.
It's just words repeated over, basically, like Ascension. Like over and over again, and then there were words that pretty much made no sense in the context of a sentence. It was, I don't know, it's like, did he always have that lyric writing problem where he would make sentences but he would throw in words that didn't mean what he thought they meant? Like, I'm trying to remember back to like what lyrics that he wrote.
I mean, this corpse stuff was fine, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I haven't really done
so. Ascension. Scheme. Ascension's breath. Ascension's breath. Lie, as in death. In a death. Dreadful things have now been done. Dead remains revealed by sun. Death by throat. Death by throat, right? Like, I mean, the deepest cut, blood from blood and blood for blood.
Yeah, that's
scheme, lie, ascension, lie, blood, ascension, dead humans.
Dead humans.
It's like, dude, he used AI for this, man.
Oh, fuck. You think so?
I think he definitely used AI for this. He could write me a song in the style of 6 feet under, and it's just like, ascension is dead humans, death by throat, you know?
Has anyone ever been killed by a throat? Let's see.
He says that multiple times in the song, death by throat.
Death by throat. and I heard
curse upon you now, on you now. Plague upon your soul, on your soul.
Dude, now that you brought it up, that's got to be AI.
Yeah, that's, of course, it's terrible. You think he gives a shit? Who the fuck listens to this band, like, legitimately? I don't understand. Like, if you liked Warpath, which, let's think about when Warpath came out. 1998, 99?
Yeah. Something
okay,
like
if you still like, and at the time I did like still liked Warpath, even though it was like kind of weird.
It was hella different, you know? But yeah, I can.
If I was like jumped in your car and you're like, all right, man, well, let's head over to this place, and War Is Coming started, I would probably jam, dude. You know,
War I'd is probably coming. Jam. A motherfucking war.
Yeah. Didn't he have Alan West from Obituary at that time?
Yeah, that's why all the riffs on Warpath are like.
Yeah. Well, they didn't suck. They were good, though.
Yeah, dude. Even that song, you know, it's like War Is Coming.
Yeah.
War Is Coming. And then all of a sudden, at one point, it's just like, war. Yeah, war. All right.
It's four.
But after that, like, after that, oh, dude, I had to do the 420 all the time because I was resident, I was resident fucking death metal vocal guy among like the band and musicians and shit that I hung out with. And people liked that song. Like, we all liked that song when it came out. I don't give a fuck what these guys say now.
Yeah.
So people would always want to jam it, and then I would have to do it. Well, not have to. I was stoked to be able to. Let's be honest.
That was the weed smoke song for that era right there.
Never clarified that on this show. When I was the first thing I ever did in music, it's almost like Japanese young boy shit with wrestling, right? Like, my friends had a band, and I would do 6 Feet Under. I think it was always Beneath a Black Sky. I would like try to push to do a different one. It might have been, there might have been a point where it was the fucking what, Lycan? The one about the wolf?
Yeah, okay. Lycanthropy, yeah.
Maybe, but I feel like it was always Beneath a Black Sky. So like I'd hang out with them when they play shows, I would do Beneath a Black Sky with them. You know? And that was like the first shit I did in music. And then when that band broke up, I started a band with like 3/4 of it. You know?
We'll meet again beneath a black sky.
I definitely didn't do that.
No, everything from Haunted, I mean, is pretty fucking solid.
I like Haunted. Yeah. I mean, I think my favorite song by them still is Insect, you know, off that EP.
Yeah. I like the Judas Priest cover of Grindr. That thing fucking rocked.
Yeah. But then they got carried away with that whole cover thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, with the Graveyard Classics, yeah.
Like 14. Like, it just never ends. Because at first you're like, oh, this is funny. You know, like when you heard TNT for the first time, you're like,
yeah,
that's pretty comical. But then they just kept going with it.
What do they got, like Volume 5 or Volume 6 now?
Probably. Well,
fucking
crazy. You know, and it's like doing the weirdest shit too. Like, did they do Boys Are Back in Town? Oh, no, they did a different Thin Lizzy. What's the other one? Hit Thin Lizzy song.
Oh, didn't they do Jailbreak?
Jailbreak. Yeah, dude.
It's gotta be a Jailbreak.
Like, it doesn't work, dude.
No, it doesn't work for everything. You can't throw death metal onto any fucking song. Surprisingly, you could turn any song into a punk rock song, but you can't do it with death metal.
The Ataris figured that out. Like Boys of Summer, like that fucking, I had never heard another Atari song, but man, I jammed the shit out of the Ataris cover of Boys of Summer.
Did you ever hear the punk rock version of Paint It Black? I can't remember who did it, but it was good.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm still like getting closer and closer to these stories. Okay.
Oh, let's, shit. I thought the.
We're good. Ascension lyrics. Good God. Get out of here.
Ascension.
The After Lying Dormant since 2019, the Summer Slaughter Tour officially announced its return in March. And then, yes, this week dropped the bulk of its lineup. And there was like, well, first of all, I'll tell the bands, Veil of Maya, Brand of Sacrifice, performing their first ever full headline sets. So those bands have never headlined anything.
I've heard of Veil of Maya, but not the other one.
Yeah, same. And they're joined by Gideon, Left to Suffer, 10-5-6, Tala, Cabal, and Brat. And after the announcement, many comments on the social media where people just saying it's like sucks compared to past lineups, you know?
Yeah.
Because like the last lineup was 2019, Cattle Decapitation, Carnifex, The Faceless. How do you even know how to say Rivers of Nile? It's not Nile, though, because it's N-I-H-I-L. I really like their shit. That band is really good, but I don't know how to say their name, so that's a problem of marketing. Necrogoblicon, Lorna Shore, and Brand of Sacrifice. I know a lot more of those bands.
Yeah, those names sound familiar to me, whereas the ones you brought up prior to that were like, who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah. So that's interesting, right? So, not to mince words, festival organizer and Sumerian Records founder Ash Avildsen replied to a Metal Sucks post on Instagram about, you know, people saying the lineup sucks. In a now deleted comment, he said, regardless if we booked Cannibal and Fetus or Resurrected Necrophagist and Cynic, you're still a bunch of pro-vaccine mandate, brainwashed, pharma, cuck, sheep, bootlickers. Have a good day and bow to your publicly traded owner, poser.
What the hell? Of
course. Metal Sucks is probably like, this is the Metal Sucks.
I thought it was like to the people who were commenting on this.
No. It's to them. But, wow, dude. Like, really?
Yeah.
It's like just the fact, I mean, like, to call, you could have called them motherfuckers, cocksuckers.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have it. But when you get into, like, I don't know, pro-vaccine mandate, pharma.
Yeah.
Like, brainwashed pharma cuck. Like, really, dude? That lineup sucks. It does suck. I don't, even those other ones, it's like, I mean, how many, I guess some of those bands are probably pretty big, but I don't know, dude. Like Cattle Decapitation's the big band. Like those guys sell that. I mean, they probably do.
They're good.
Sell some tickets. Yeah,
they're good. But I mean, I don't see them as headliners really. I see them more of like right before the big headliners come on. Like not the first act, but maybe the middle act.
And then there's a bunch of those bands. Who knows any of those other bands?
Yeah. And isn't Veil of Maya, that's like a screamo fucking, I don't know, I really haven't heard their music, but it sounds like it's some kind of like metalcore screamo type thing. I don't know, man.
I've heard them before. I don't, never was anything, I guess, that I stuck with, but I think it is more like, it's not death metal or anything like that. I'm pretty sure it's more like kind of metalcore, like you said, newer. Newer sounding shit. It's not like straight up kind of death metal or deathcore stuff.
Yeah. And didn't the Summer Slaughter tour like have just death metal acts and not like what we've got now? I don't know. I could be wrong. I might be thinking about something else.
I don't know. But funny enough, you have your your phone handy?
Yeah, I do.
Here, let me send you this. I think Big P, a boy from Gorgatron, posted this. He's like, yeah, they stole my idea. And that's a show that they booked. Paul from Gorgatron was in Her Seduction and my band Omnipotent Belligerence playing at Elks Lodge in Fergus Falls, Minnesota.
2004. January 20th,
yeah, 2004, bro.
Holy fuck. WWJD. So that's not.
Oh, you know who isn't WWJD is our boy Peeler. Yeah.
No fucking way. Yeah, boy
Natanic, dude.
Oh shit. So what's the whole thing? It's not what would Jesus do? Like, what's
why won't Jesus die?
Why won't Jesus die? Okay.
Yeah. They gauge like success by how many people leave while they played. That was kind of their whole thing. And then they had the Ballad of Drew Shadeen, which like, cause like she died abducted, and it was a big national story kind of too. She was an attractive young college girl, but she was abducted like in Minnesota somewhere, and like in Minnesota, Moorhead, Minnesota or something, right around that time. So that was pretty poorly received. We played before them, so I knew then. I know how WWJD what fucking rolls, you know, like that's how they roll. They're like, oh dude, fuck yeah, man! Like half the people left. All right, you know, like,
that's their measuring stick right there.
Yeah, we went to that place like Fergus Falls, a tiny little. It's not tiny, but it's a small town in fucking Minnesota, and we showed up and it was like, you know, all those bands are fucking no joke. Omnipotent Belligerence, Her Seduction, WWJD, like we're all tight, heavy as fuck bands, dude. And showed up there and like they had a good turnout, you know. I don't know, one of the local openers sounded like a Korn ripoff to me. Maybe that was Lace. I don't know who Lace was.
Oh.
Or Thrive on Apathy, maybe. I don't know. Split Soil. I don't remember any bands except for my friends' bands.
Yeah, of course.
One sounded like Korn and it sucked, but you know, we did the usual shit that we did. We did the OB shit. where we show up. I'm like, oh, that's, they had like a big stage. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. We're going to play over here on the floor.
Now, is Omnipotent Belligerence days when you guys were playing the heels and just making fun of everything?
Pretty much, dude. I don't, I think maybe we were done with that by this time. Cause I remember like talking about coming back and being the mayor of that town. I don't know if that's heel or not.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it is. I don't
know. It might be like this.
Like, I'm going to come back and be the fucking mayor of this stuff. But we played on the floor because that's what we do. And there was this giant half. I just, that's the one thing I really remember. There's this giant half moon of the crowd around me. I have like, the place is full. There's lots of people there, but I have this massive, you know, half a circle in front of me that I'm roaming, and fucking nobody will get close. That's how I do that. That's back in the day. Like, I was, you got to have showmanship, you know? Like, yeah. That was something I understood from Go. I watch pro wrestling and shit. So.
Yeah.
But that's where I'd like, go up to like the like two little innocent looking girls who are like, oh, this is something, you know, and just go up to them and be screaming into the microphone. That's probably like wrapped around my neck. The cord, you know, wrapped around my neck with my fucking shirt off and big gut and tits sticking out, like ripping my hair out and like throwing it at them and shit.
Holy shit, we got the reincarnation of Gigi Allen here.
I never did that kind of shit.
Close enough.
I was like, you gotta do stuff, like, you know, people are like, oh man, we saw this band, and you know,
the guy sweated on me. He wiped his sweat on the side of my face.
He threw his hair at these girls and then said he's going to come back and be the mayor.
And nice, just imagine.
All that, we were, I remember sitting outside of the Selk's Lodge, and we were all, because we're from a smaller town, and we're all like, this is a nice town, dude. And all these kids from there are like, this place sucks. I'm like, I like this place, dude. Like, they, I'm pretty sure the road that we were, that the Selk's Lodge was on, had the diagonal parking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which takes me back. That takes me back to, like, you know, small town living, where you go places and you park like diagonally right in front of the store and shit.
Diagonal parking is where it's at, man. Shit.
I mean, it's pretty fun. But anyway, that was so Summer Slaughter invented it. We were on the first one.
That's fucking sick, man.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's pretty funny. I don't know about that lineup anyway, you know?
Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of new music, and that sounds like it's more like recent stuff that I probably
listen to. New music. I mean, you know me, I'm like, I have a fucking complex.
Yeah.
I have to know the new shit. Like, I, you know, if I like it anyway.
Yeah. You like to stay hip to it.
I do have to stay hip to it, man. I always had a, like, I don't know. I always knew those metal guys who, like, you'd see them get passed by. And it's like, I don't know, man.
I'm not going to be like you, dude.
There's a lot of those dudes I'd know. And then, like, it'd be like, if I talked to him now or hung out with him now, I'd be like, hey, man, you know, like, show me something. They're not going to show you anything. They ain't got shit. You know?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I like to think that I keep a healthy balance between, like, my love of the old school shit and, like, some new stuff that I'm into, you know? I don't know. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm just biased. Who cares?
Listening to fucking black metal from the 80s on cassette.
Yeah, yeah. Listening to old Cancer. Hundred Quarter.
Yeah, dude. The other thing. So if you pay attention on this show, I feel like I was like way ahead of the curve on saying Eloy Casagrande.
Oh,
is going to be the new Slipknot drummer. I knew he fucking was. I said it for
for
a long time. It literally, it was funny too, because even before he quit Sepultura, and I knew they were on their last tour. I was like, you know, as far as dudes who were out there, that guy's a stud. So they have announced, I guess they've announced, or people have figured out that it's him. I guess people figured out it's him.
They also let slip in some kind of interview or something, and that's how people really latched onto it.
Oh, yeah. So if you listen to this show, you knew that way ahead of time.
Yeah, the predictions.
Did you get the, have you seen this, the interesting thing about how this all shook out?
No, I didn't.
So Slipknot kicks out Jay Weinberg. Jay Weinberg joins Suicidal Tendencies, who needs a drummer because their drummer left. And what band do you think their drummer joined? Sepultura.
I was just going to say Sepultura. Okay.
In a three-way trade. It's like some, like a fucking sports like three-way trade.
It's like some baseball shit.
Yeah. That one kid who drums for Suicidal, I guess he's 21 years old. And like, I don't know, Sepultura, this, I mean, they say it's their last tour, so I assume it must be, because like, why would you want to have a, you know, if you're like a, I mean, those guys gotta be what, 55, 60?
Maybe closer to 60, yeah.
You know, and like, I don't want a 21-year-old dude in my band if I'm 60.
Yeah,
unless he's gonna like do shit for us, like, hey, rookie biatch,
go fetch my water.
Yeah, go get us some blunt wraps or some lotto tickets.
Bring me that $8 machete.
Yeah. Oh god, I love fucking when being in a band when you have like a new guy. The fucking new guy. Like, that's fucking new guy.
Hey, rookie.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking new guy. So I just think that's an interesting thing. Like, you couldn't make that up, you know?
Yeah. And why would Sepultura continue to need a drummer if they're pretty much done with touring? Are they only going to be
They're not done with touring. They got like 6 months of touring.
Oh, okay.
Because they announced the tour and then, you know, which, if I'm him too, if I'm Casa Grande, I'm like, I'm the fucking out, bro. Like,
yeah.
I can join Slipknot or be on this last tour for Sepultura and then have to figure out what I'm doing. Like, that guy's a beast, man. Somebody, it's my ex who's like a giant Slipknot fan. To clarify, me and my ex, we're still friendly. We still chat. But she's like, what's this new drummer for Slipknot? It's like her favorite band is Slipknot. They're like, oh, this guy's a fucking beast, you know, like trying to like convince me. They're like not having it, you know, like that's how these people are. They're like, they probably said the thing when they were like, got Jay Weinberg, like, who's this guy?
Yeah. Probably.
But I was looking it up and sending her videos, and like 3 years ago he posted a bunch of videos on his YouTube of him just ripping Slipknot songs, you know. He did a lot of videos over the years of him ripping a bunch of shit. He was on Drumeo doing stuff, and like, he's a beast drummer. So, and you gotta be a beast drummer to play Slipknot.
Yeah, you do, because they do a lot of wild shit.
You never heard the deal with like why Jay Weinberg got kicked out.
No, they didn't really. There wasn't a lot of press on that.
I guess good on them for keeping it quiet.
Maybe they signed like non-disclosure agreements on it or some shit. I don't know.
But he didn't seem to know.
Oh, he didn't know that he was kicked out.
When he got kicked out, he was just like, I don't know. I like those dudes. I had a great time being Slipknot. I don't know.
That's fucked up, man.
So I don't know if someone was sick of his shit or what.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's into conspiracies or something. You're like, this guy's got to go.
He's like the Stephen Carpenter in Deftones.
Oh, God. Or the drummer of System of a Down.
Yeah. I forgot that guy's name. Holy shit.
That guy's a fucking clown, too.
Who's that? Dolemayan, I think. His last name is Dolemayan.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate too, because he was like, when I saw System of a Down live and like their first tour, they were touring with Slayer, and on the off nights they were doing headlining shows.
Okay.
And this is on the back of their first album, and we went and saw them, and when they got done, you know, all of them left the stage, but the drummer dude came out and shook like everybody's hand, you know.
Oh shit.
Like in the front rows, like all as far as he could reach. You know, he's like, thanks, you know, we're coming on. Like, that was something that always stuck with me. I was like, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. His name is John Dolemayan. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So, the circle of drummer life fucking continues, I guess. Dude, I saw that Slipknot wasn't doing masks anymore. I was like, that's a crazy idea.
Where did you see that?
I didn't read it because I don't really give a shit about Slipknot that much, but I thought I saw a headline about it.
That would be strange, because like part of their whole theatrical show is like wearing those masks and changing them like every couple of years, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking here. Slipknot announced a decision to unmask new album Stripped Backlash. Is this a thing? I don't know what this website is.
Oh, wait. I think I see it. Let's see what's the date on this.
This isn't real, though, is it? What is this website?
MetalUnderground.com. Is this thing real, or is this like a fucking Hard Times kind of thing?
Or is this like a fucking AI thing?
Yeah.
Who knows? You feel like that would be bigger news.
Yeah, April 1st, 2024. Of course, it's April Fool's kind of joke.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. That was just something I saw in passing, and I didn't give a fuck enough to like think twice about, you know?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be a big fucking deal at this point. The mask is good for like the, you know, t-shirts and shit. And...
Yeah, or good for live shows.
I mean, yeah. Nobody, like, when fucking people take, even when a kid took off makeup, you're like, oh my god, my family looks like my aunt's fucking roommate.
Looks like my aunt. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, that's my aunt's not a lesbian, dude. That's Carol. She's her friend. They're just roommates, dude. Not lesbians. My aunt's got kids, dude. She's got two grown kids. She's not a lesbian.
She likes dick. She likes cock, man. She takes big cocks in the ass.
She takes big cocks, real big cocks. But anyway, this is only two things really. So metal story, dude. This is a very metal episode of Old Guy Metalcast.
It is. We put in the metal back in Metalcast here.
There you go. Quick fucking lolcow ship before we get out of here. I don't know.
There's not too much unless I miss something, because I really haven't been watching a lot of it.
Cobes is like his banned from YouTube. I saw he broke 100K, but then fell back down below it again. And it's like, I was fucking mad. Like, you motherfuckers, anybody who subbed to King Cobra JFS.
Yeah.
Fucking shame on you, dude. Why would you want to see him get a fucking silver play button and post the video and it'd be so fucking disgusting, dude. I wouldn't even watch it.
Stick
I would
it
not even
trolls.
Watch a video like that, because like, even giving him views is unacceptable to me. Like, if he's live and you want to watch the show live, you know, great, more power to you. But if you're watching his videos and maybe even watch his videos is fine, I guess. I give him nothing. He gets nothing from me.
Yeah, like I
don't sub to him. I don't watch his videos. I watch fucking Boglin Chronicles or like Lolcow Cobra.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. Why Boglin Chronicles put out the Jessica Chronicles so that people could go to that instead of, you know, subscribing to her channel and giving her views.
Yeah, dude.
I just don't get why people want to, like, fucking reach their hand in the fish tank. Or tap the
Some
glass.
People like that motherfucker, though. You know, and one of the new things I saw, like where he bought that cane, that shitty cane off Timu.
Mm-hmm.
He also got sent some booze and shit from somebody. Like, they sent him a whole thing of stuff.
God damn.
And they're like, oh, I love your videos. And like, people are fucking crazy. I don't know. Like, are they trying to fuck with him? Or, I mean, I don't know how you're fucking with him if you're sending him bottles of booze and shit, you know?
Maybe they just
want when like, somebody door dashed him or whatever, like four giant bottles of the worst vodka on the planet. That was a fuck. That's good. I like that.
That. And he would drink it because he's just that way. Yeah.
But him like happy, him like cocky. I can't fucking take it. You know, at least with like Cyrax, when he's cocky, it's like he has no reason to be. So it's funny. I mean, so does Cobes either. I don't know. It annoys me less with Cyrax because you know it's coming back around.
Yeah.
But Cobes, like when he like first, you know, banged fucking Methica.
Oh.
That first night, and he's sitting there and he's just like the coolest motherfucker. Like Cyrax when he got his fake record deal, you know, and he shows up with that fucking jacket he found in the attic of his, like, that his grandma wore in like 1970, his shoulder pads and shit.
It was probably his dad's.
And the shades. That's one of the best things, dude.
He slicked his hair back after he licked his hand. He's fucking.
He shows up and says, "What's up, guys? So I drop by, you know, like, no, I got a record deal." I'm like,
well, oh, it's kind of like the same thing with Cobra and Deathbed Tapes, man. Like, he thinks that's a big thing, but I don't know how far underground that necessarily is, because it's I've never heard of it. Yeah. Oh, man. And fucking, I still, Sinister Snakes. God damn it.
Dude. His music is so much worse than I even thought possible. Like, you look at that guy and he's an idiot, you know, but you're like,
yeah,
you think it, like, this will at least have some semblance of music or rhythm, or it's beyond words. It's like, if you played that for somebody, they'd be like, no, they would not believe you. You're like, someone created this in earnest, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody fucking, this is a real legitimate attempt from somebody, and they would not believe it. They'd be like, no fucking way, dude. There's no way. It's a joke, dude. The drums have nothing's in rhythm with one another.
No, there's no.
The guitar is noise, and it's literally him going,
and you would, like, anybody who is interested and loves music, you would think that they have a sense of rhythm and how to piece things together. But I don't fucking know, man.
You gotta find that the channel who, you know, because he would, like, wear earbuds and then he would sing music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then somebody took that and put it over the music, and it's so good, dude.
Well, yeah, you sent me that the Crazy Train one, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. But fuck him. So anyway, I got off pretty hard out today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, there's that, you know, and then Jessica.
With her fucking bathtub crayons.
Imagine being 39 years old and being in an argument with your parents about where her mom's like, get a job,
clean your room.
Cause yeah, dude, this bitch is 39, yeah, has no job, and the rest of the house does not appear to be fucked like her room. No, her room is a pit.
Yeah, the whole house looks surprisingly clean. Like, when she goes to the kitchen, there's like, shit is in order. And yeah, her room in the bathroom. Well,
it's like teenagers, you know. Like, yeah, you knew. I know. You know. I had a friend like that who, when we were teenagers, he had a disgusting ass room. Mm-hmm. Fun fact: he banged a girl when he's like 19 something, living at home still. He banged this girl, and, like, I guess on the floor. And then at one point, they switched positions, and she had a Nutty Bar wrapper stuck to her back.
Oh shit. Yeah. Oh, fucking, did he, like, peel the candy bar off her and eat it while he was banging?
I mean, he was probably trying to, like, keep her distracted. Like, I would have, like, just, like, peel it off. No, but her room is like a hoarder room.
Yeah.
And she has no job, and all she does is, like, lay in the tub all day. She'll be in the bathroom for like 7 hours trying, just like getting her going, you know. It takes her 7 hours to, like, take a shower.
Yeah.
And get dressed, and then she's like, oh, I'll go outside, you know.
Wasn't that 16 hour stream, like, most of those 16 hours was in the bathroom?
Oh, I don't doubt it, dude. Yeah,
yeah, it's fucking,
I don't watch that shit. I just watch, like, little clips, you know.
Yeah, same here. Like, I'll go on Reddit and I'll see little clip, like the bathtub crayons, that cracked me the fuck up. Because here you are, you're almost 40, and you're drawing in crayons on, like, your bathtub wall or on your tub or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's not even artistic, it's just like words.
Yeah, she's crazy as fuck, dude. She needs to be institutionalized. Like,
yeah, she definitely
needs help, like, legitimate help.
Yeah.
But we'll see, man. I'm interested. Hobbs is moving right now. So, dude, I think the trailer park arc of Cobes is going to be great. I think there's going to be a lot of new friends, a lot of new characters.
I think that also Jessica will be, like, staying over there a lot more, and they'll be having a lot more arguments. And, you know,
it's like at a trailer park, you know, there's those dudes, right? Yeah. Those guys who are older,
Yep.
But like, fuck yeah, dude. You like drinking beer and fucking Ozzy Osbourne. So do I, man. You know, like,
they're going to be friends. Like, and he's going to get the meth arc is really what I'm interested in. I'm thinking maybe this season will go where he'll meet some new friends and he'll get into meth and he'll be all strung up and like, he'll talk like he did 3 years ago.
The trailer meth arc.
How that guy's degraded over the last 3 years is unbelievable.
Dude, just his teeth alone. Like,
I mean, just watch videos of him from 3 years ago when he first got out of that apartment. He speaks at a level that's completely different. I mean, he seems so much more cognitive. He's also way skinnier, but
yeah. Well, he also he must have damaged his brain, I think, by doing too many.
He's like off an air duster all the time. Yeah,
and so he talks very slow, and he's like, "Ah, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Fuck my trolls, bunch of sickos. Fuck sickos," and he's just like that. And I saw some of like his, you know, the Back in Time series, and he's actually speaking, and you know, he's making sense. Yeah.
Go back to the ones before that. That was 3 years ago. If you go back to when he lived in that other apartment before that, he's like completely lucid, you know? I mean, he's still an idiot, but the way he speaks even more clear and like fast and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's just degraded over time because he's a fucking, I don't know. He's been drinking. You can't puff air duster and drink all day, every day, and, you know, it not fuck you up.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, fuck him. Fuck sickos, dude.
Fuck sickos, dude. Subscribe, like, hit that notification bell.
I teach you, dude. But that is going to do it for us. We thank you very much for tuning in, hanging out, being cool motherfuckers. Shout out to Planet Raconteur, 80s Metal, our boys Gorgatron. Check them out on tour.
Check out Spitball Media.
Just plug away for these guys. They're somewhere and they don't even know that we're just over here just plugging away for them.
Yeah. We got to get Big P on the show, man.
What's up?
I said we got to get Big P on the show one of these days.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are like, podcasts are pain in the ass.
Probably, yeah. Got better things to do.
Got pedals to do, mate, brother.
Yeah,
that's it. Thanks again, everybody. We'll be back next week to do this shit again. You can follow me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. I will talk to any motherfuckers there. So, but I did get a DM this week. It's like I haven't heard from the old guys in a while. And I'm like, I responded like we do shows. They're still in this. So if somebody was on that feed. We didn't really make a big, like, this is the end of this feed. Go over to this, you know.
Oh, shit. I should make a recording that says, you know, what you
can. And then we also changed the name of it to Modern Noise Media, too. So I
don't know. We're very like, we're
still
confusing.
We still do it. Still in the STL feed.
Yeah.
Your other show, like Midnight Mass, is just on the STL feed, too, now, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think updated that. If I did, yeah, there's a new show. It just came out yesterday. Night of the Creeps, so we did that, and I'll be sending that to you today.
Nice. Night of the Creeps, Midnight Mass, Creature Cast. Check out the Federation. Check out my other show, Suplex City Limits, live every Sunday noon Eastern. Wake and Bacon, talking pro wrestling, MTV The Challenge, RuPaul's Drag Race, pretty much any TV we're watching at the time. But I know we're going to talk about the Jinx season 2 and all that bullshit, so check it out, motherfucker. Anything else before we go?
No, that's it.
Thanks again. See you next week. Until then, as always, hail Satan.
And hail yourself.